Now, Bev, right before the top of the hour, you were telling me of a Saudi Arabian company that has got some investors tucked away in the Cayman Islands, and they are doing what?
Well, they're not doing it anymore, but the Pentagon had assigned the military voting contract to a company called Election.com. And Election.com, as of December 2003, had majority ownership, up until 2003, had majority ownership by a holding company called Osan Ltd., Osan Limited. Osan Limited was headquartered in the Cayman Islands, but its principals were Saudi Arabians who wouldn't give us their name.
We don't know who they are.
No.
Yet the Pentagon gives them a contract?
Exactly.
This is an outrage.
It is an outrage. And
not that the money meant anything, but how much was it worth, do you know?
Oh, it was the Pentagon contract. I am not sure, but it sure was a waste of money. You know, here's the thing. They bring in a panel of 5 or 10 experts at the end who tell them that it's never going to work and it's extremely a dumb idea, so they drop the idea. But why didn't they just hire that panel before they spent all these however much they spent of taxpayer money? I mean,
I can't let this die. How in the world did we award a contract through the Pentagon to a Saudi Arabian company or controlled company with American companies, you know, whether we agree with that or not, all that business should go to an American company,
right?
First of all.
It's unfathomable, unbelievable. Newsday actually had a reporter discover this, and I called up. They had taken all the names of all the board of directors off the web, and I found that there's a way to get those, and I found them. And I started calling all the old board of directors guys, and I talked to this guy, and he says, you know, yeah, these Saudis came in and took it over. And he says, about the time they did that, the rest of us on the board of directors decided to fire our butts. Their own self.
This is incredible. We'll probably find out it's the Bin Laden Construction Company.
Who knows? Because they won't give their name. You know, and this is the problem with these holding companies is, you know, ex-holding company, and nobody knows who is in the holding company. At several of the voting machine companies, Election Systems and Software, which is one of the very big ones, is mainly owned by holding companies now, and nobody knows who's in them.
Well, I got to tell you, if anyone listening to this show is not outraged by that one topic that you've just mentioned, there's something wrong here. I mean, that
it's crazy to be
abominable.
You know, they have a thing about this. It could be organized crime. I mean,
I want to know how they got the contract and who awarded it to them. That's
exactly what
I want. You get me that name, we'll put it on this program, and we'll find out. I mean, I guarantee you that heads will roll somewhere if you get me the name of the person that awarded that to a Saudi company. Can you do that?
It would be a great idea. It can be done. Yeah,
go for it.
It was probably a committee, but...
Well, let's get the committee, and then we'll find out if the committee knew who was part of the company.
Well, you know, they interviewed Penelope Bonsall, who's on the Federal Election Commission, and she said, well, it's not really part of our purview to see what country these companies are from.
I mean, not only do we then have the capability and the ability to doctor votes, but then you have them with a Saudi company, of course, where most of these terrorists originated from.
Right.
And then they may have the technical capability from someplace in Saudi Arabia to play around with the numbers.
It's absolutely nuts.
Oh.
And you have to understand that one of the programmers, one of the main programmers for Diebold is Russian. And another, you know, they have quite a few... Nobody knows who these people are at all.
I mean, I'm not going to knock every foreigner, but my God, voting is an American institution that should be controlled by Americans.
And in any country, we're busy peddling these machines to other countries ourselves. And if I were the other country, Venezuela is one, where the head of Venezuela actually accused the voting company, which came from the U.S., of trying to destabilize their country. I mean, they had people in the streets over these voting machines. But if I ran a country, I would not want to buy another country's voting machines for obvious reasons.
I am, in all my life of broadcasting, This shocks me more than anything that I've talked about. I mean, I am just completely flabbergasted. Completely.